Democratic candidate for Governor Cynthia Nixon was in Albany Monday to critique the school funding record of her potential primary opponent, Governor Andrew Cuomo. The funding is now being discussed in the state budget. As in all of her comments since she's announced her candidacy, Nixon didn't pull any punches. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Nixon, who's been advocating for more public school funding for years, calls it the major civil rights issue of our time. And she says Cuomo is furthering policies that favor spending more money on New York State's wealthy, predominantly white schools than on the state's poorest schools.
Governor Cuomo's entire argument on school funding is just one big excuse to ignore the lives of students who are black or brown or working class. The Cuomo budget does not value the lives of the majority of New York's children.
Nixon says Cuomo is not obeying a 12-year-old court order in the Campaign for Fiscal Equity case. It says the state needs to spend billions of more dollars on schools in order for them to become equitable. The Democratic candidate and actor says she backs a proposal in the New York State Assembly. It would impose some new taxes on the rich in order to phase in full compliance with the court order in 3 years. A spokesman for the governor says 80% of the state's school aid is already directed to the state's neediest schools. He says any inequalities that might exist are due to higher property values and tax collections in individual districts, which he says is a local issue. Nixon also accuses Cuomo of not fulfilling a commitment to provide pre-kindergarten to all of New York's 3- and 4-year-olds.
In fact, he declares that he's actually done it, a la George Bush, mission accomplished. But 4 years later, 79% of 4-year-olds outside New York City lack full-day pre-K.
The comparisons to Republican presidents did not stop there. Nixon went on to critique the governor's record on ethics, saying he closed down a Moreland Act commission that was actively investigating corruption in state government, and earlier this month saw his former closest aide convicted of bribery.
Most New Yorkers would tell you he's cleaned up Albany about as well as Donald Trump has drained the swamp.
Nixon also criticized the method for deciding the budget. It's been known as three men in a room because the governor and two majority party legislative leaders, traditionally all men, hash out details in private in the governor's office. The talks have now become known as four men in a mansion. That's because the leader of the breakaway Democrats in the Senate, Independent Democratic Conference leader Jeff Klein, has now been included. And the discussions are occurring at the more secluded governor's mansion a couple of blocks away from the Capitol. As part of the budget, Cuomo and legislative leaders are crafting a new anti-sexual harassment policy for the state. Nixon questions why the only female legislative leader, Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, has been left out.
The highest elected woman in New York State is not in the room, but the king of the 8-member IDC, Jeff Klein, who is accused of sexual misconduct himself, is.
Klein denies the charges, which are under investigation by the state ethics board. Governor Cuomo spent time in recent days defending his school funding policies. He's often said that simply spending more money on schools is not the answer. And speaking at an African-American church in Harlem on Sunday, he spoke of some new requirements he'd like from schools before he commits to more funding, saying, "We don't even know what money goes to what school."
We spend more money per pupil than any other state. We spend 2 times the national average. The question is, where does it go and who's getting it? And that's a question they have to answer in this budget this week, or I'm not going to sign a check that gives anyone $1 until we know where that money goes.
Nixon calls Cuomo's stance a delaying tactic. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.